Presbyterians Today is the official monthly magazine of PCUSA. And in one of its publications from a while ago, there was this article that brought me to a somewhat difficult realization about our contemporary perspective on reasoning. The article was about Stephen Colbert, who at that time was the host of the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. It turns out that at that time he was also a Sunday school teacher for youth. Now, you may remember Stephen from quite a few years back when there was news where he made the headlines for having a word that he invented added to the English lexicon. That's correct, truthiness. The word was truthiness. So, according to Webster's, truthiness means, quote, the quality of preferring concepts or facts one wishes to be true rather than concepts or facts known to be true. The article suggests that one of the Colbert Report's main virtues is its ability to engage the mind, which is a really funny thing to say about a show that invented the word truthiness, which is ultimately the opposite of engaging the mind. Now, the American propensity for truthiness probably has its roots in the political arena, which, in the big picture, may be the irony of all ironies. In my opinion, in the history of politics, there has never been a more important, more brilliantly conceived, more balanced government than that of the United States. Or at least that's how it's supposed to operate. Now, is that because our founders were simply that much more intelligent than anyone else who came before them? Well, of course not, with maybe the exception of Thomas Jefferson. The reason has to do with when the founders designed the architecture of the political system that is in the U.S. See, it happened, historically speaking, it happened shortly after the invention of the printing press. And with the invention of the printing press, for the first time in human history, a government could be designed with the assumption of an informed citizenry. And that is exactly what they did. But believing that, with the advent of the printing press, this nation could be a nation of well-informed citizenry, they believed that questions could be analyzed nationally and debated fairly until there was a well-reasoned collective conclusion. That's what makes it also ironic to me. The irony of all ironies is the product of the printing press has been replaced with the product of the airwaves, and the well-informed citizenry has slowly slipped around the downhill slope to truthiness. The excessive partisanship of our contemporary political process only exasperates our propensity to accept truthiness as truth and completely forego the process of rational thought. Then, with the wedding of politics and Christianity, or at least a somewhat reasonable facsimile thereof, we slid down the righteousness pole to find ourselves in places of pious professing. The piousness comes in with the churches that predominantly are experiencing growth. Realize, of course, that this is the generalization and that there are exceptions to the rule, but nevertheless, generally it is true. The churches in the U.S. that are experiencing growth tend to be the ones that have all the answers. The ones that claim to know God's mind and can serve it up on a silver platter. It's a religion as if it were a service industry. You don't even have to think for yourself. We'll do it for you. Now, churches like the PCUSA and many others who insist on a personal relationship with God and that it demands a personal journey, a journey that differentiates itself from anyone else's precisely because of both our ability and our responsibility to use our God-given resources to think, reason, and apply logic to sacred text and to our experiences in the world. Those churches, they're dying. Much like the now near extinct profession of investigative journalism. Much like that, soul-searching, rational Christians who value wisdom seem to be dying breed. It's yet a step further towards populating our lives with thoughtless processes that allow truthiness to reign supreme. God calls us to wisdom. We are called to rational thinking and logical pursuits. Yet the modern church questions and distorts the findings of modern science. We are called to value the pursuit of truth. Yet we have slowly slipped into a state of being where what we want to be true, whether it's a political stance, a religious profession, or a scientific point of view, is more likely to be believed. What we want to be true is more likely to be believed than the actual facts. Over and over again in sacred texts, we're told, do not be afraid. Yet with each violent news story, the fear we let in, well, it closes down our intellectual will until we let others tell us what to think and follow along blindly like so many sheep, sacrificing our free will and freedom in the process. Thomas Jefferson, the primary author of the Declaration of Independence, third president of the United States, had this to say about the pursuit of wisdom. Quote, fix reason firmly in her seat and call to her tribunal every fact, every opinion. Question with boldness even the existence of God, because if there be one, he must more approve of the homage of reason than that of blindfolded fear. Let us not forget that wisdom stands at the crossroads calling to us. Let us never forget that wisdom is that in which God delights daily, and when we practice it with fervor and even in the face of fear, God delights in us daily as well. Now, somehow, all of this has led to a place where conservative Christians have turned to the Bible as a science book. Now, for many of us, the reality that the Bible isn't a science book basically goes without saying. Even if the Bible had been intended to be a science book, which it wasn't, it would now be a couple of millennium out of date. Not to mention the fact that it was written in a pre-scientific age. So any passage which may seem to be about science are really not much more than brushstrokes in the story writer's story that he's trying to tell. You know, just a few short years ago, I would have never felt like this was a problem that really needed to be addressed. I mean, sure, there are people who felt like the Bible was the, quote, inerrant word of God, and because of it, dedicated themselves to some pretty spectacular high-wire tomfoolery just to make it what they wanted to be true in there and to make reality kind of sort of match up with it. But the reality was that they really weren't much of a concern to me. After all, people can believe what they want as long as they're not hurting other people, right? Enter our most recent administration. There are actually several concerns related to the current administration that now make me feel like it needs to be addressed. One's the heavy evangelical support it received during the election and continues to carry. A sizable portion of that community are the very people I spoke of earlier who have dedicated themselves to the inerrant Word of God, even at the cost of basic logic. Additionally, the appointment of Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education, it also makes me concerned. Most folks probably remember that she has said pretty clearly that she wants to use America's schools to build, quote, God's kingdom. And to her, and add to that, her history of financially supporting groups that support various forms of creationism as scientific fact. You end up with a formula that could set American scientific education back hundreds of years. Now, why did I say hundreds of years? Well, because that's when people first started believing in a literal interpretation of the Bible as it's applied to science in the 19th century. That's right. The Christian Bible was compiled almost 1,700 years ago. And it's only been in the last 300-ish years, or about 17% of the time, that folks have found it necessary to use it as a science book. So, what could have necessitated this non-traditional move? Science. Specifically, a scientific theory that emerged in the 19th century. Darwin's theory of evolution. Think about that. Using a pre-scientific age book as a science book began in an effort to discredit actual science. If it wasn't for the serious damage that the current administration could inflict on the budding scientific minds of America, it'd all be pretty funny. It is strange, isn't it? Folks who see themselves as conservatives and traditionalists in both politics and religion are promoting something counter to the long-standing tradition and traditional understanding of what the Bible is and what the Bible isn't. It isn't and never has been meant to be used as a science book. Those who insist on the Bible being a reliable science book are actually making a mockery out of it. Making a mockery out of it and its original intent, which was to tell the story of a remarkable teacher and to guide his followers on how to relate to God and to one another. As a minister, I find the idea offensive. As a bit of a science geek, I find it insulting. And as an American, I find it repulsive and dangerous.
I find it idolatrous.
I can't disagree. And as a Christian, I pledge to work tirelessly against it. And I hope you will too.